Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The song says, I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? We know the Lord Jesus lives on us, on the inside of us. But we also know that Jesus said he could of his own self do nothing without the Father. Nor can we do anything without Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for meeting us here again, for manifesting yourself here again, for flowing through me and through us again. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. You are welcome. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We thank you for being our helper, Holy Spirit. We thank you for empowering us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your help. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. We thank you for your manifestation, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 We don't even want to try to do it on our own, Holy Spirit, without you. We don't want to try to do anything without you, Holy Spirit. You are our helper. You are our strength. You are our comforter. You empower us. You enable us to do every day what we need to do. You enable me to preach this word today. You enable the congregation to hear the word today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you for Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you for Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you for Holy Spirit this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We can't do what we do without you, Holy Spirit. We cannot do what we do without you, Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We don't have to do without you. So Holy Spirit, thank you for your help this morning. Thank you for your help this morning. Thank you for your help this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We breathe in your presence. Yes, you're in us, but you're also around us and upon us, so we can breathe in your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's nowhere you're not with us, Holy Spirit. So we say thank you. Even in our difficult time, in our difficult moments, you're there to help us. Even in our worst of times, you're there to help us. Even in our weakest moments, you're there to help us. Even when we make wrong decisions, you're there to help us. Hey, yes, yes, yes. You're the one that blesses us. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. It's your goodness, Lord. It's your goodness that enables us to get back on track and walk in the Spirit. So, God, we say thank you this morning. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Yes. Yes.
us.
I've been teaching on a message about in Christ and the fact that we're in Christ. But it's also a truth that Christ is in us. He's in us. He's in us. So this morning I want to preach and teach from a subject, Christ in you, the language of hope. Christ in you, the language of hope. Our desire is to reveal the reality of Christ in us that gives us all expectations of his glory. We should expect the glory of God. We should expect the glory of God. I'm going to read again our text, Colossians 1:27. We're going to be reading some more scriptures in that first chapter of Colossians, but our main text is Colossians 1:27. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I have a devotional called Resting Place by Bill Johnson that I read, not every morning, but I've already went through it one time. I'm going back through it again. But I want to read what it says about supernatural invasion, the name of a little short chapter, just a few pages, just a page and a half, really. By far the greatest gift ever received by us is the Holy Spirit himself. Those who discover the value of his presence into realms of intimacy with God never previously considered possible. Out of this vital relationship arises a ministry of power that formerly was only a dream. The incomprehensible becomes possible because he is with us. I will be with you is a promise made by God to all his servants. Moses heard it when he faced the challenge of delivering Israel from Egypt, Exodus 3:12. Joshua received this promise when he led Israel into the promised land, Joshua 1:9. When Gideon received the call of God to be a deliverer for Israel, God sealed it with the same promise, Judges 6:16. In the New Testament, this promise came to all believers through the Great Commission of 28:19. It comes when God has promised something of us that is humanly impossible. It's important to see this. It's the presence of God that links us to the impossible. I tell our folks, he is for me for my sake, but he is upon me for yours. His presence makes anything possible. God doesn't have to try to do supernatural things. He is supernatural. He would have to try not to be. If he is invited to a situation, we should expect nothing but supernatural invasion. Amen. The greatest gift that God has given us is the Holy Spirit. And I read that because it's the Holy Spirit that communicates the language of hope to us. It's the Holy Spirit that communicates to us Christ in us. Christ in you can only be communicated to you by Holy Spirit, the language of hope. It's the language of hope. Language is used for communication. But you have to understand the language in order for you to communicate with it. I can't speak French. That's a language, a means of communication. And if I was to visit Paris and someone began to speak to me in French, I wouldn't understand them. And if they didn't know English, they wouldn't understand me. Because we need to know the language to be able to communicate. Christ in us is our language of hope. Christ in us is our language of hope. If we don't understand Christ lives in us, we won't understand that in us we have the language of hope. If we don't realize that the Holy Spirit is the communicator of this language, we won't be able to receive what we need from the Holy Spirit to give us this hope. We are constantly being communicated to by Holy Spirit of all the things that are in us in Christ Jesus. Think of the Holy Spirit as the interpreter. He interprets our language, and he interprets the language of God to us. He interprets what God is saying to us, and he interprets what God has done in us and for us. He's our language between us and the Father. He's the language between us and Jesus. He's the language of hope of Christ in us. And we talked about what Bill Johnson said. Every time God gave somebody an impossible thing to do, he gave them a scripture to go along with an impossible situation. And in that scripture, and what he said was, go back and look at those scriptures. See, every time he said, I'll be with you. I will be with you. When I was called to pastor, God gave me Isaiah 41:10. And in Isaiah 41:10, God said, I am your God. I will be with you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. I will be with you. I will take you by my right hand, and I will hold you up, and I will be with you. I like the fact that God will be with us. Christ in you is our promise that God will always be with us. And hope is the language that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. In Christ, there's no hopeless situation. In Christ, there's no place without hope. Because Christ is in us, the hope of glory. Let's read Matthew 28:19, since that's our promise of God being with us. Well, that's the impossibility that God has given us. That's the job God's given every believer. Let's read Matthew 28:19 and see what God says there. Christ in you. The language of hope. Matthew 28:19 says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. That's our commission. That's our job as believers. We are to make disciples of all nations, all people group. That doesn't necessarily mean all nationalities, but all people group. And all of us are around different people group. So make disciples of all nations, all people group. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, that's what people use to baptize people with. They said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. But years ago, God gave me a revelation when I was in Caris. God gave me a revelation of this verse. It's not just talking about baptizing in water. Although people use for baptizing in water, but it's much deeper than that. It's way much deeper than that. Let's look at baptizing. In the first place, he didn't say baptize them. He said baptizing. Baptizing means an ongoing process, something that's ongoing. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. To baptize means to make fully wet, submerge, to cleanse by dipping or submerging, to dip repeatedly, to saturate, dip repeatedly, saturate, baptizing. And what are we to be baptized in? The name. The name. Didn't say water. Didn't say baptize them in the water. It said baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Then what's in a name? A person's name carry authority, character. Everything about that person is in the name. Everything that brings to thought or feeling or aroused in the mind when the name is mentioned or remembered when the name is mentioned, that's in the name. The name of God and of the Lord and of Christ has a different expression for God himself, Christ himself and all their being, attributes, relationship, and manifestation. In other words, in God and in Christ, all the ways we express God, all the attributes of God, all the ways we think about God, it is in his name. All the attributes of Christ, all the things we think about him, all his being, all that is manifested, and it's all contained in his name. So when it says baptize them in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit too, since the Holy Spirit is our communicator of the language of hope, it's important that we get to know Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit too. So we are to what? Be baptized in the name of the Father. We are to know, be baptized in the knowledge of the Father, the knowing of the Father, the intimacy of the Father, who the Father is, who the Son is, and who the Holy Spirit is. Some people know Jesus, but they don't know the Father. They don't relate to the Father. Some people know the Father, but they don't relate to Jesus. Some might relate to the Holy Spirit, but not the Father and the Son. I'm saying this morning, you got to know the Father, you got to know the Son, you got to know the Holy Spirit. We got to know each one, because if I don't have the right knowledge or the right truth about the Father, then that's going to hinder me in my walk with the Son and the Holy Spirit. If I know Jesus, but I don't know who the Holy Spirit is, that's going to hinder me from being allowing the Holy Spirit to interact with me and communicate to me all the things that I have in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I'm going to give you another comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Spirit. He's the language of hope, because Christ in us, the hope of glory. Who initialized that hope? Who gives us that hope? Who brings scripture to us so we'll know that hope? The Holy Spirit does. He's the language of hope. The Holy Spirit is the language of hope. If anything comes to you and it doesn't bring hope, that didn't come from God. It didn't come from Jesus. It didn't come from the Holy Spirit. Whatever the Holy Spirit brings, it's an agreement with the Father. It's an agreement with the Son. We need to know the Holy Spirit. We need to listen to him, interact with him, to communicate with him, because he's the one that communicates the language of hope to us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, that was the introduction, but the sermon's not long. Let's go back to our text, Colossians 1:27. I want to just go back to the last part of that verse. Christ in you, the hope of glory, the language of hope. Christ in us is the language of hope. I want to read what Colossians 1:24-27 says in the Passion Translation. I want to read that in the Passion's Translation. Colossians 1:24. I can even celebrate, this is Paul talking to the Colossians, I can even celebrate the sorrows I have experienced on your behalf. Whereas I join with you in your difficulties, it helps you to discover what lacks in your understanding the suffering of Jesus. I'm going to read that again. It helps you to discover what lacks in your understanding of the sufferings Jesus Christ experienced for his body, the church. And we need to understand that suffering that Christ did for us, his body. Verse 25, this is the very reason I've been made a minister by the authority of God and a servant to his body, so that in his detailed plan, I would fully equip you with the word of God. That was Paul's desire, to fully equip the Colossians with the word of God. Verse 26, there is a divine mystery, a secret surprise, that has been concealed from the world for generations, but now it's being revealed, unfolded, and manifested for every holy believer to experience. Verse 27, living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. Living within you, each one of you, is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with the riches of glory for his people. And God wants everyone to know it. Living within you is Christ, who floods us with the expectation of glory, the language of hope. This mystery of Christ, because it was not known before Jesus that Christ would come and live within the Gentile. Yes, the Jews thought he would come and live within us, but they never thought that Christ would come and live in a people other than the Jews. But he came and he saved us, and he made his home within us. This was the mystery. Embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest. Oh, I like that. A heavenly treasure chest filled with the riches of glory for his people. God has given us this hope. Christ within us, this hope is like a treasure chest full of treasure for the people of God. And so the Holy Spirit brings us the word of God. He speaks to us. He brings us the language of hope. The word of God is the language of hope. Christ in us is the language of hope. I don't know about you, but I want to know about all the treasure in this chest of hope. I want to know about everything that God has given me because Christ lives in me. Since Christ lives in us, we don't have to be afraid of whatever God calls us to do. We don't have to be afraid of impossibilities that God brings to us because Christ in us, the hope of glory, he's in us. He's in us. So what does hope mean? To anticipate, usually with pleasure, expectation or confidence, expectation of good, desire for some good with expectation of obtaining it, faith, hope. If you're expecting something and you have hope, then your expectation is, I'm going to receive it. I'm going to get whatever I'm expecting, it's going to happen. Whatever I'm expecting, it's going to come to pass. Why? Because Christ in us, the hope of glory, said so. Because we have Christ in us, and that makes hope come alive. Romans 8:24 says this, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Why does one still hope what he sees? But if we hope of what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. The language of hope. Has the Holy Spirit spoken something to you, giving you hope about something in a situation? Are you going through something that's impossible for you? You can't handle it by yourself. You can't do it by yourself. You can't make it come past by yourself. There's nothing you can do but believe the language of hope. Because what? Christ lives in you. And whatever word God has given you, that's a language of hope. Whatever scripture God has brought to you, that's a language of hope. And that happens because Christ is in you. Christ is in you. So that language of hope can be spoken on the inside of you. But we got to believe it. We got to not forget it. When I started pastoring and God gave me Isaiah 41:10, oh, it gave me hope. I just rejoiced over the word of God. And I said, God's going to be with me. He's going to strengthen me. But guess what happened? As time moved on and I walked this thing out, I began to not remember the scripture God gave me. I started not to remember what the Holy Spirit had said to me. And then instead of walking in the hope of that scripture, I began to wane and not have hope. Not that hope like I should have. It was kind of up and down, up and down. And then the Lord let me know, I got to remember. I got to hold on to what God said to me. That language of hope that God gave you, you got to hold on to it.
Christ is in you. And since he's in you, he's the hope of glory. He's the hope of glory. We're going to talk about what glory is. He's the earnest expectation of his goodness. He's the earnest expectation of success. He's the earnest expectation of things happening in your life that you have hoped for and believed for. Don't forget your language of hope that has been spoken to you. Don't forget it. Repeat it to yourself. Say it over and over again to yourself. Get in the mirror if you have to and look at yourself in the mirror and speak that word over yourself. Tell yourself what God has said. Let's talk about glory. I don't know about you, but I didn't have a good understanding of glory. And I have a better understanding of glory now than I ever had. Now, I've heard people preach it and teach it, but I still didn't quite understand what glory meant. And you know, that's because glory can mean so many things because it entails the fullness of God. Glory is all the fullness of God. So glory could be opinion, judgment, or view. In the New Testament, it's always a good opinion concerning one, resulting in praise, honor, and glory, splendor, brightness, magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, grace. So what's glory? It's the true opinion of God, the true judgment of God, the true view of God. It's honor, it's praise, it's glory, it's splendor, it's brightness, it's magnificence, it's excellence, it's preeminence, it's dignity, it's grace. It's the absolute perfect inward or personal excellency of Christ, the majesty. Glory is the absolute perfect inward or personal excellency of Christ, the majesty. It's all the good things in Christ, another way to put it. All the good things in Christ is the glory of God. God's opinion, which marks the true value of things as they appear to the eternal mind. So glory is God's opinion of us, God's view of us, God's opinion of a situation. And God's opinion is always favorable. The glory of God must mean his unchanging essence. It's God's unchanging essence. The Bible talks about the glory of man. So what's the true glory of man? The true glory of man is God's ideal condition in which he created man. So the glory of man is God's idea of what man should be, his created view and opinion of man. We lost that in the fall, but we recovered that in Christ. And we wait for the complete restoration when we get our glorified body. The glory of God is what he is essentially. The glory of created things, including man, is what they are meant to be by God, though not yet perfectly attained. So glory is that we ascribe to God as fully recognizing God for who he is, fully recognizing his essence, fully recognizing his goodness, fully recognizing his being as being the only one God and true God, the only one to worship. In all his person, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Recognizing him, giving him the honor due him, having the right opinion of him, having the right value of him, understanding him in the way we're supposed to understand him, giving him preeminence, recognizing his splendor, his honor, and praising him. And God's glory is his presence. God's glory is his presence and his goodness and his grace. All God, whenever we're in his presence, that's the glory of God. Whenever we receive or experience his goodness, that's the glory of God. Whenever we experience his grace, that's the glory of God. Moses wanted God to show him his glory. And God's answer was he showed Moses all his goodness. because all the goodness of God is the glory of God. Corinthians says a man's glory is his wife, because she is his praise and honor. But a woman's glory is her hair, because it brings her praise and honor. The Father glorifies the Son, and the Son glorified the Father. The Bible also talked about not for us not to receive glory from man. That means not just wrong to receive glory from man, but not to seek glory from man, not to seek honor that comes from man, not to seek the praise that comes from man, but to seek that praise and honor that comes from God. Let's look at John 17, 22, and I'm going to read in the Passion Translation. John 17, 22. Since Christ lives in you, you have the language of hope. And the communicator of that language of hope is Holy Spirit. John 17, 22. For the very glory you have given to me, I have given them. This is Jesus talking. So that they may be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy. So Jesus said the very glory that he was given by the Father, he have given us. So what was Jesus talking about? What was he talking about? He was talking about that same view and opinion and value he had with the Father. He gave that same view and opinion to the disciples. And that same value. Jesus had a perfect view of the Father. He had a perfect opinion of the Father. He had a perfect value of the Father. He knew the Father. He knew the Father. His view of the Father was truth. His opinion of the Father was truth. He valued the Father. And he said that same glory, which means that same view, that same opinion I have of the Father, that same value I have of the Father, I have given to my disciples. So we have been given glory. Every born again believer has been given glory. We have been glorified by the Father through Jesus Christ. The language of hope. Christ in you. The language of hope. And the Holy Spirit is the one that communicates that language. But we haven't been listening to the language of hope. We've been listening to the language of the enemy and not the language that comes from Holy Spirit. If it doesn't bring hope, if it doesn't breed hope, that's not Holy Spirit. If you're thinking down, if you're thinking defeat, if you're thinking not enough, if you're thinking lack, then you don't have the right language. You don't have the language of hope. You have the language of the enemy. And Christ is in us, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. The hope of glory. The hope of the goodness of God. The hope of the grace of God. The hope of God keeping all his promises. The hope of God being with us. The hope of God doing things through us. The hope of us never being alone, never having to do things on our own, but I'm always being with us. Life is not all, life is tough sometimes. Situations are tough sometimes. But in every tough situation, God is with us. That's our hope of glory. That's our hope of glory. That's our earnest expectation of, I am not going through this alone. He's with me. He's with me. He's with me. And don't forget your victory. We tend to forget our victories. God will come and do something for us and bring us out and heal us or deliver us or give us what we need. And then when another situation comes up, we forget all about what God did back there. Celebrate what he's done. And expect because he did it then, he's going to do it now. He's not going to leave me. He's going to do it now. He's going to do it now. He is going to do it now. I could not make it without the hope of God. Without the expectation of hoping that and knowing that he's going to be with me. Because he's always been with me. He's never left me. And even in situations in our past, when we thought that we were all alone and God wasn't with us, if you really, truly think truthful about that situation, you realize I was not alone. God was with me. He brought me through it. I might didn't see him, but he was there. Now I can look back and see what he did. Now I can see he brought me through this. And I am not alone. Do y'all believe it this morning? You're not alone. Y'all don't look like it. You're not alone. You're not alone. He's with you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the language of hope. That scripture is the language of hope. It's the language of hope. It's the language of hope. The earnest expectation that I will receive what the word of God says is mine. That I am not alone. I love that one. I am not alone. Because a lot of times you can feel like you're alone. It can look like you're alone. But the word of God says we are not alone. I have a brother-in-law one time and said he might see, he said this, he said, by myself, but not alone. Might not be nobody else in the house with me at this time, but I am not alone. Because Christ is there. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The language of hope connects us to all God's glory. The language of hope connects us to all God's glory. Why is that so? Because in order to be connected to all of God's glory, you got to believe and expect. And that's what hope is. You got to expect what's yours. It connects us to all his goodness, his excellence, his magnificence, his loving grace, especially all that Christ has accomplished for us at the cross. All that Christ is now is in us. And as he is, John says, I think 1 John says, as he is, so are we in this world. But we got to believe it. 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 Let's stand. Father God, the Lord, you don't have to stand if you don't want to. Father God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that you're in us, Jesus. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Since you're in us, Jesus, we have this hope. We have this hope. We have this hope. It's a blessed hope, the Bible says. We have hope. We, as children of God, because you live in us, Jesus, we have hope. We have earnest expectation of good. We have an earnest expectation of good. We have an earnest expectation of good. And that hope is our language. Hope is the language spoken to us every day, spoken to us by Holy Spirit. Every day when we read the word of God, when Holy Spirit speaks to us, it's a language he's communicating to us. We have to receive that, believe it, and walk in it, and repeat it back to ourselves, and not forget what has been communicated to us by you, Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for that language of hope. We thank you for the language of hope. We thank you for the language of hope. We would be most miserable if we did not have the language of hope. But you've given us a language of hope. a communication of hope. But that's what language is, communication. You've given us a communication of hope. Christ in us, the hope of glory, the hope of goodness, the hope of power, the hope of anointing, the hope of success, the hope that of wellness, a hope of deliverance. God, we thank you for that this morning. We thank you for that this morning, Lord. We thank you for that this morning, Lord. And God, I don't know if I've communicated this word the way you want it to be communicated, Lord. But God, where I was lacking in communication, Lord, you, Holy Spirit, communicate what you want to speak to the hearts of every person here today. And we thank you this morning, Holy Spirit, for being who you are. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you for being who you are. And we thank you that you communicate to us the word of God. You communicate that life and the word to us. And you're the one that take what we say and communicate that life and the word to others. So Holy Spirit, we thank you for being the one that's speaking spirit and life. That's speaking the words of spirit and life to us. But speaking the revelation of your word to us, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being a great communicator. You communicate what we can't even communicate. We try to communicate, but you take what we say and you communicate it the way it should be. Even when we speak to others and we go out and witness and we talk to each other, God, you're the great communicator. You're the language of hope. You speak through us. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, we thank you, 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 we thank you. Let us not forget that it's not us speaking, but it's you speaking through us. You're doing and saying what we don't even know you're saying and doing. You're working things out and we don't even know how or even that you're working them out the way you are. And so we thank you this morning, Holy Spirit. We thank you this morning. We thank you. And I ask your Holy Spirit to communicate joy to these your people. Communicate joy. Communicate joy. Communicate joy. Let them encounter your joy, Holy Spirit. Not only every day of their life, God, but here in church, let them know the joy of the Lord. Let them bubble up in your joy, God. Bubble up in who you are in Christ. Let the joy of the Lord flood and invade their being, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless us never to be without hope, never to be without hope, never ever to be without hope and the joy of the Lord. But your joy, God, is our strength. The enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy our joy. But God, let our joy be strengthened. This morning I speak strength and joy. I speak the strengthening of joy to those that are here. I speak the strengthening of joy to those online. Let your joy bubble up. Let it invade us, God. Let it overpower us, God. Let us not forget your joy. Yes, God. We are a joyful people. We are a joyful people. Let us not forget that. Let us bubble up with joy, God. Speak in joy. Live in joy. Communicate joy to others in Jesus' name. Because Holy Spirit, you are with us. You are with us. You are with us. Bless us to be a happy people in the Lord. A happy people in the Lord. A happy people in the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.